Hola mngela ku Studio 7 mhla ka 16 ka Mfumfu 2023 ngutabo kancube endabeni zethu lamhlanje
indaba ku VOA indebele
amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe
ku Studio 7 Air Voice of America sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Sizwe esilazo namhlanje
andla nezombusazwe elinabameli ePhalamende ngokufuna kwalo lingacabanga ukukhipha abameli balo ngokufuna kwazo okwesikhatshana kumbe okwesikhathi eside akuladuma usekelo sombuso.
Uhulumende uthi akukho okuhluphayo kwezombusazwe ngemva kokuxotshwa kwamalunga ebandla leCitizens Coalition for Change edalela ePhalamende.
Usobala ukuba lokhu okwenzakala kumalunga ethu ePhalamende kwenziwa yiZANU-PF.
Kodwa ibandla eliphikisayo ele-TCC lithi kulesandla semfene okwenzakala kubandla leli. Amalunga edalela ePhalamende lamakhansila ebandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change bathi kabasoze behambe emisebenzini abawukhethelwayo nguZulu okwamaviki amabili besenzela ukusekela abanye babo abaxotshiswa ngumnumzana Sengezo Tshabangu. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulumsakazo. Ukhulumende uthi akukho okuhluphayo kwezombusazwe ngemva kokuxotshwa kwamalunga ebandla leCitizens Coalition for Change edalela eParliament esithi lokhu yikulwisana nje kwabantu bebandla eliphikisayo. Kubika umlondolozi Ndlovu.
Lokhu kuphuma emhlanganweni obuphakathi kosaphethe isikhundla zomphathi ntambo kaHulumende obona ngamazwi omhlaba umnumzana Amon Muriwa labameli bezigodlo zeAfrika kwele Zimbabwe. Asizweni umnumzana Muriwa echasisa,
where political party in opposition and represented in parliament of its own
andla lezombusazwe elinabameli eParliament ngokufuna kwalo lingacabanga ukukhipha abameli balo ngokufuna kwazo okwesikhatshana kumbe okwesikhathi eside akuladuma usekelo sombuso wethu.
Uqhubeke esithi kungamanga ukuba abantu abasemajele abebandla liphikisayo babotshelwa ukuchothoza uhulumende. Umnumzana Muriwa uphinde wathi ukhetho solwedlule kuleli njalo akusoze kube lohulumende womanyano ngoba uZulu weZimbabwe sowakhetha ibandla lakhe. Omkhulu wabameli beAfrika kuleli engumeli weRwanda umnumzana James Musoni uthi abakhathazekileyo kabaye emthethwandaba.
I think look they should look at what is provided for in the laws of this country and they follow them to sort out issues that they
are. Kumele bakhangele okusisekelo sombuso welizwe bakukhangelisise lokho ukuze balungise okulakho ukuhlupha.
Umkhokheli webandla leCitizens Coalition for Change umnumzana Nelson Chamisa uthi kunenge ukuhluphayo kwele Zimbabwe okumele kulungiswe. Uthi kugoqela ukuxotshiswa edayile ePhalamende kwamalunga ebandla lakhe okwenziwa ngumnumzana Sengezo Tshabangu othi ungunobhala jikelele webandla leCCC.
In fact, this is not a TCC matter. It is ZANU-PF attacking assault.
Akulani leCCC lokho. YiZANU-PF eyenza lokho. Kusobala ukuba lokhu okwenzakala kumalunga ethu eParliamente kwenziwa yiZANU-PF.
Umnumzana Chamisa uphinde wathi kumele kukhululwe abavalelwe entilongweni abanje ngomnumzana Jokala okuthiwa watsho juzela udlakela.
We also have political prisoners. People like Job Scala, Garivume, the MRA.
Silazo izibotshwa ababotshelwa ezombusazwe. UJob Scala, uNgarivume, labe MRP kumele bakhululwe.
Uncome owenziwe inhlanganiso yeSouthern African Development Committee, SADC, ethi kumele kulungiswe ezokhetho kwele Zimbabwe.
The principle and approach of having African solutions to African problems.
Kumele kube kutshengisa ukuba indubo ze-Africa ziqedwe ngabantu be-Africa. okwathiwa ngabantu ukuba ukhetho lolu aluzange lukhiphe okwakufunwa ngabantu.
Akakhulumanga kangako ngokuqhuba olunye ukhetho eZimbabwe kulandela oluqhutshwe ngoncwabakazi ethi alwenziwanga ngemfanelo. Ingcitshi kwezombusazwe esebenza nenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Democracy Institute uMnumzana Bekezela Khumbo uthi i-CCC kumele ihlele indlela zokuvikela udubo olufana nalolu abalalo lokuxotshwa kwamalunga alo.
Confusion esiyibona ku-Triple C yakulokho berikholana eParliament ikureflecta on i-problem esihlala sikhuluma ngayo ukuthi i-opposition kumele iphume ku-state of nature. Lapho kungela mthetho khona umuntu oyenza okufunayo ngenxa yokuthi kungela mthetho oqondisa abantu ukuthi amandla anje ayenzwa ngubani, amandla okurikholwa asezandle zikabani. Kumele kube le-constitution, kube lama-structures from national up to village level esiwazi ukuthi bareporta kubani, olamandla okurikhola abantu ngubani. Kungabe njalo amakhosi eZimbabwe kuba lula ukuthi echasise umthetho njalo eprotecte abantu aba-electwe ngamaZimbabwe.
EleZimbabwe laqhuba ukhetho ngoncwabakazi lonyaka olwachothozwa yi-SADC, European Union kanye le-African Union abathi kalwenziwanga ngemfanelo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngimlondolozi Ndlovu.
Amalunga edale lePhalamende lamakhansila ebandla leCitizens Coalition for Change bathi kabasoze behambe emsebenzini abawukhethelwayo nguZulu okwamaviki amabili besenzela ukusekela abanye babo abaxotshiswa ngumnumzana Sengezo Chabangu othi ungunobhala jikelele webandla leli. UChabangu uthi abazakwekela bazathwala nzima njalo balakho ukuxotshiswa kumakhansile lakudale lePhalamende. Kubika uEzra Chisa Sibanda.
Amalunga wonke aleli bandla athi kawasoze ayesebenza ePhalamende lakukhansili emele izigaba zabo kuze kuyefika umhla ka 25 imfumfu. Achothoza isinqumo esenziwa nguChabangu esoxothiswa kwabanye babo. Umnumzana Prince Dube oyebandla leTriple C omele isigaba seNtumba leNjube edale lePhalamende ukhuthaza abantu ukuthi babazwisise ngesinqumo esenziwe libandla lakhe.
Sicela ukubana libekezele, libe lothando, libe ndawonye, sibambaneni. Angisoze ngalichiya eNtumbane Njube constituency njengomuntu elangikhethayo, ngizabe ngilani. Lokhu nje esikwenzileyo kathesi kumbe esikwenzayo okwe disengagement ukuzama nje ukusenda i-message kakhulukazi kulaba abafuna ukuganga ukuzama ukuthi bakhiphe abantu abakhethwa ngabantu kuma constituencies. Sizama nje ukusenda i-protest message.
Umsekeli kaMeya uKhansela Donaldson Mabuto uward 9 ngomunye wabaxotshwe nguChabangu uthi bangena kuZulu hathi emahofisini ekhansili.
Thina sizabe sisebenza lani zakhamizi nyawo lunye lani ma-residence eMpopo senior citizens lama-key stakeholders ethu. Ukhansela wenye ukhona ngikhona ehofisini yami kathesi niseva linama residence ka ward 9 Mpopoma. Loko kukhulunywa kwabo baba uChabangu lokho hayi bayaphupha, sizobona ukuthi kuyozala nkomoni.
UChabangu uthi uzajezisa wonke amalunga leli bandla angaxotshwanga enyekela ukuya ePhalamende la kuma council.
Kasikwazi lokhu ukuthi kulabantu abazadisengeja. Thina sazi ukuthi ama-members of parliament baku-suspension, bengaqeda i-suspension yabo bazahamba emsebenzini bayekwenza umsebenzi lo abawukhethelwayo ukuthi bawenze. Kodwa nxa kuyukuthi babe sebethethe khonokho okuthiwa yi-disengagement, izembe lizakhala.
Kusenjalo amagqwetha ebandla leTriple C asebhalele uChabangu empophisa ngesenzo sakhe sokuloba incwadi yokuxotshisa amalunga aleli bandla ePhalamende lakumakhansili. UChabangu uthi kakayitholi incwadi yakhona.
Siyawuzwa umzila wokuthi baseve ehofisini yakobulawayo, kodwa-ke ngasese babuye bathi khonkhona kabangazi, kodwa bayereceiver ama-papers ami bavume ukuthi ngililunga leTriple C. Kasikwazi-ke ukuthi bawathethe njani lawa ama-papers nxa besithi bona kabangazi.
Iningi labahlali bakobulawayo bathi ungayisebenza ekhansilini ungabangela ukuthi uhulumende abakhethele amakhansila lawa athiwa ngama-commissioners baphathe idolobho lakobulawayo. Umnumzana Melusi Mpofu oligqwetha kobulawayo uthi amalunga edalela ePhalamende labo bengaxotshwa bengakhalala ukuya ePhalamende okwesikhathi esithize.
Umember of Parliament loses his position as a member of parliament nxa engalova parliament for 21 days ezilandelanayo without imvumo ka speaker or president of the senate. I 21 days ezikhunywa ngazo lapha bakhuluma ama days lapho i parliament iyabihlezi khona isenza umsebenzi weparliament.
Ubele ungazwanani emhlanganweni waleli bandla ukuthi ayi-caucus meeting izolo, amanye amalunga esola isinqumo sokuthi bangasebenzi. Isikhulumeli saleli bandla uPrimes Mkhwananzi ubengadobi umakhala ekhukhwini wakhe. Ngingu-Ezra Chiza Sibanda weStudio 7 koBulawayo.
Umongameli wakele Israel umnumzana Benjamin Netanyahu uthi uzabhidliza iHamas kulandela ukuhlasela ekwenze elizweni lakhe ngeviki ephelileyo. Lokhu kuza ngesikhathi sekulabantu abedlula inkulungwane ezine asebefile kulandela ukuqhamuka kwempile. Umphathintambo weMelika obona ukudlelana namanye amazwe umnumzana Anthony Blinken okwele Israel namuhla usebhode emazweni ayisithupha eduzane lele Israel ngenhloso yokuvimba ukumemetheka kwalempi. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxelo Sheikh Laja Yassin ongumgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso ephansi kokholo lwesi-Islam eZimbabwe eMakomborero Insikelelo Trust.
Indaba yokuthi ubani une-ownership kule umhlaba yabona, like mina ngazalelwa ngakhulela igwebo, ngaba nendlu lapho. So mina uma ngihlala kule ndlu, if ngithatha umchashi or iloja or umuntu wenze irent, ngithi ungahlala kule room, ungangeni e-sitting room, ungangeni kuphi, ungisebenzisa i-dining room wena. So kube ne-agreement leyo, but umchashi lo this iloja or i-tenant ajika athi hayi mina sengithatha le ndlu, sengifuna ukuthi wena usuke kule ndlu le uyohlala somewhere, sekuba neproblem leyo ukuthi umnikazi wendlu angeke ashiye umuzi wakhe, indlu yakhe. But lo umqashi lo sekazibonana ma-right to the extent ukuthi lo mqashi unabantu bamsupportayo, abantu banemali, abantu bana amandla ufana nabo-America, ufana nabo-Britain. Because mina mangibhikile lecala leli, sengithola ukuthi i-Britain yiyo ikhoze ukuthi ama-Jews lawa, not ukuthi ama-Jews abekho right, no, bakhoze ukuthi ama-Jews laba bathi umhlaba lo owethu. Kune-statement bayikhuluma before 1947, bathi the land without people, for the people without land.
Kuyini okungaphathisa kuyiwa phambili?
I-solution iqala lapho ukuthi i-UN i-play i-role ye-mediator. Bahlalisa abantu phansi bakhulume nabo ukuthi okay, sibe ne-agreement past years, asilandeleni le-agreement. Then sibone ukuthi abantu basePalestine, ePalestine, kunenkinga le-Hamas. Idilwa kanjani ukuthi bangalokhu every time baba ne isikhalo bangene ku-Israel, yabona? So masiqaleni lapho ukuthi i-two-state solution leyo, even if is not 100% kubo abantu basePalestine, asiqaleni lapho kube ne-peace, kukhulume lapho. Then ama-rights ukuthi ubani une-right leyo nayo le-right, kuzokhuluma later. But khona manje every day abantwana bayashona, abantwana bayababulala, so angeke siqhubeke kanjalo.
Lo ngu-Sheikh Laja Yassin owenhlanganiso yeMakomborero Insikelelo Trust obexoxa le-Studio 7 ese-Johannesburg kwele South Africa. Siphinde saxoxa njalo ngalolu daba lomnumzana Modric Maeresera ongumkhokheli wenhlanganiso yeHarare Lemba Jewish Community.
They were attacked without warning, and when things are happening like that, even though it's regrettable that if the innocent will suffer most during conflict, there has to be a deterrent that needs to be established. If it's me, I have to think about it. If it will be my own kid, or I have to
Abantu be-Israel babeziphilela impilo yabo, bahlaselwa belibele, njalo izinto zingenzakala njalo, kufanele bazivikele. Ukuhlasela okunje kungenzakala kimi, into engiqala ukuyicabanga ikuvikeleka kwemuli yami, ikakhulu sibona ukuthi i-Israel ayisiyo eyaqala limpi, kodwa yaqalwa ikuhlasela kweHamas. Kubuhlungu nje ukuthi lapho kulokulwisana khona kulokulahleka kwempilo kaZulu ongelasici, kodwa ngibona sengathi i-Israel ilelungelo lokuthi izivikele. Laloba abantu bekhangelane lodubo eGaza, ngikubona kufanele ukuthi i-Israel izivikele njalo yenze lokhu ngendlela ezakwenza ukuthi ingaphindi ihlaselwe njalo kwela kusasa. Kufanele sinanzelele ukuthi ibutho leHamas elisekelwa yi-Iran alikuvumi ukuthi kube lelizwe elizimeleyo ele-Israel. Ngenxa yalokhu kunzima ukuthi kukhulunyiswane kube lokuthula, ikakhulu ukhangelane lesitha esafungela ukukubhidliza.
Doesn't recognize the existence of Israel. So under those circumstances, it is difficult to negotiate a lasting peaceful solution with someone who is avowed to your destruction. There is no negotiating with such an enemy.
Lo ngumnumzana Modrek Maeresera ongumkhokheli wenhlanganiso yeHarare Lemba Jewish Community obexoxa le Studio 7 eseHarare. Singangangeni kusigaba esilandelayo, sike sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Elekhatha lithi eleRussia selibisele kwele Ukraine abanye abantwana elabathumba kulandela ukuqhamuka kwempi phakathi kwamazwe la. Iziphathamandla zikahulumende welekhatha zithi abantwana abane sebebiselwe kumdeni wabo. Inhlanganiso International Criminal Court yathi kumele kubotshwe umkhokheli wakwele Russia umnumzana Putin kulandela ukuthunjwa kwabantwana libutho. Lokhu kubikwa ngabezindaba abe-Associated Press. Ophikisa uhulumende kwele Chad umnumzana Success Masra uthi wehluleke ukubuyela ekhaya ngenxa yesimo esibi esezombusazwe elizweni lakhe lapho okubotshwa mahlayana bonke abaphikisayo. UMasra okhokhela ibandla le-The Transformers uthi uzazama ukubuyela kwele Chad esuka kwele Melika ngolwezi. UZulu ukhuthazwa ukuba alandele indlela eziqondileyo zokusebenzisa imithi abayibhalelwa ngodokotela ukuze bengafiki kubanga lokuphazamisa impila kahle yabo ngokuyisebenzisa ngendlela ezingaqondanga. Kubika uMark Peter Ntambe.
Omunye wabakhuthaza ukuba kulandelwe okulethwe emathasini amaphilisi ngomnumzana Shimon Chakawa okhuphela inhlanganiso ye-Pharmacy Advocacy Zimbabwe. Uchakawa uthi abantu abanika uZulu amaphilisi ama-pharmacies bathembekile, ngakho-ke kumele uZulu alandele abakulobayo emakhasini amaphilisi, hathi ukuwanatha santando.
Discovering, formulation, down to the chemical structure, the clinical uses, and the side effects.
Udokotela Joichi Famba ofundisa e-University of Zimbabwe uthi amaphilisi anikwa ngabodokotela alakho ukuba yingozi angasetshenziswa ngendlela engakhiyo. Lokhu kusekelwa ngumnumzana Kitty Tareka okhokhela inhlanganiso ye-Pharmaceutical Society of Zimbabwe othi amaphilisi alama-opioids ikakhulu ayingozi uma enathwa okungahlelekanga. Udokotela Nkululeko Dewa okhokhela inhlanganiso elisana lezidakamizwa e-Ruwa Inner City othi kuqakathekile kakhulu ukuthi abantu benanze isidingo somuthi abawusebenzisayo ukuze bengagcini bengena-ke engozini lukhona ukuthiwa yi-addiction.
Ngoba ikhosi yona leyo inikiweyo kutsho ukuthi ukhangelwe kwakhangelwa kwabonakala ukuthi nge-age yakho, nge-weight yakho, kutsho ukuthi lokhu okunikiweyo kuyalingana, kupinywe kwabonakala ukuthi kuyalingana lazo zonke lezo zinto engiziqambileyo, age, weight.
Udewa uthi ama-pharmacist anakho ukulandela indlela umuntu anatha ngayo amaphilisi ukwenzela ukuba engambulalile kumphazamisa. Abenhlanganiso ye-South African Medical Council bathi inani labafika okuyisilinganiso sokungama-20 amabili ekhulwini 20% basebenzisa ke amaphilisi athiyeneyo ngendlela engaqondanga. Ngimele iSitudio 7 eHarare, ngivuma kuTeacher Ntambi.
Sesifikile isikhathi sokulima kweleZimbabwe, abanye bekhala ngokuselakala kwenhlanyelo okokulimisa lokunye. Kuyini okumele abalimi bakwenze ukuze bethole isivuno esihle lonyaka? Umnumzana Everson Ndlovu, ingcwethi kwezokulima ofundisa ekolitshini leNational University of Science and Technology, uxoxa lo Gibbs Dube oweStudio 7 ngokungenziwa ngabalimi lonyaka.
Bakhulukazi kaNdebele, siyakwazi ukuthi vele kuyatshisa nobe izulu likhona vele kutshisa. Sitshiya ke lo mumbu kancane, unless na umuntu enamanzi wakhe engaizigeta engathelezile. Yes, kodwa kulaba abalimi abadependa on izulu, sihlanyele esithi esilungu ngama-traditional grains. Unyawuthi wethu, ibele lethu inokula ma-varieties amaningi. Ama-open varieties ngalani ayamilana nelanga elikhona. Uyakukwazi ukuthi nakanjani ngizavuna khonokho kungani. Akuthi-ke sesitsheliwe futhi ukuthi izulu khanya lithwane. Uthi nxa usukuhlanyelele khonokho imbozo lezo ezimelana nelanga, sizame lokukhava indawo yethu. Nosiyivale ngotshani uma kukhona, sivale ngamahlanga bethi lawo amahlangu, siyebe ukuthi amahlangu sivale lokhu esithi yimanje. Sizele ukuthi lelele izulu elincane elikhona, sikwazi ukuthi kumanzi zakhona kuzahlala bukhona for an elongated time, say for 2-3 months, you know, kube njalo. Sikhave simake futhi sivale ukuthi sizame ukuthi reduce i-evaporation.
Ye, kodwa kulokunye khonokhu Baba Ndlovu okokuthi abantu bahlanyele inyawothi lokunye, kodwa siyakwazi ukuthi abanye abantu abakudli konke lokhu, manje kumele bekuhlanyeleleni khonokhu.
Yazi ngumbuzo omuhle lo, omuhle kakhulu. Yes, abanye abantu babathanda ukudla inyawothi, abathanda ukudla amabile eklang, you know, esithi yisogama. Kodwa kulime nxa usendaweni ewomileyo. Ukulimelani, uzathatha-ke uyefaka e-GMB. Uzathatha nxa i-GMB iphuze ukubhadala ngobazelela umthengisi. Kunekhampani leyakobulawa etshwana le, ingwebu. Iyathenga amabele, iyathenga amabele isiyabheka utshwala. Thatha imali yakhona besithengisile, uyethenga impuphu yakho eyomile. Kulokuthi lambe, usole umumbu olimi leyo, usole le mali. So you rather plant in ama-traditional grains, uwathengise. Yingi lami ngiyawuthi ngiyawuthenga. Why? Ngoba yiyo efuya ngayo inkukhu nami, ezomakhazi. Yabona? So bakhona abalimi abafuna inkukhu abayafuna amabele. Weza kushila imakethi yakhona leyo. Futhi-ke nxa uthela imali yakhona leyo, uthi ungayathenga-ke impuphu yakho yani eyomunye. Lelo ngapha emandebeni lapho onganikome khona. Sigijimise futhi ukukhangela izifuyo zethu ezincane. Ngikhuluma ngembuzi, ezimvu, ngenkukhu, ovundla, bana ezincane. Why ezincane? Ngoba nazo ziyamilana nelanga, ziyamilana nokuswelakala kokudla. So asizame ukuthi sibone abalimi abakhona esigabeni, sibe lolwazi oluthile okufuya imbuzi okohlozi nganjani onganiluphezulu. Khona kokuqakathekile. Ngisathi njalo futhi ezinye iindima zethu emasimini ethu kasilimeni ukudla kwembuzi. Bangahamba kubalimisi bazabatshela ukuthi khona inhlanyelo enje eyokulima ini ukudla kwezifuyo zabo. Khonokho kuyancedisa ukuthi nxa ukudla okunethiwa sokuphelele ngale ulakho kuthatha khonokho okulimileyo ukuchole kumbe ukuchola kumbe ukugaya kulezani kumbe ukugamula usungafida-ke ini izifuyo zakho.
Lo ngumnumzana Everson Ndlovu, ingcwethi kwezokulima ofundisa ekolitshini leNational University of Science and Technology koBulawayo, ubexoxa lo Gibbs Dube weStudio 7. Okwamanje sike sizwe okwethulwa nguZulu kusigaba sokubingelelana.
Salibonani, salibonani, emsakazweni, salibonani, igama uJosephine Siziba okwamanje ngikhuluma ngeSouth Africa. Ngizothanda ukubingelela ingane zami ezikobulawayo, amagama azo. Ngithanda ukubingelela oqala uPrudence Mkhwebu, kubuya uMbalenhle Mkhwebu, sokusiza uSilethemba Mkhwebu, uZumuzwethu Mkhwebu. Ngithanda ukubabingelela kakhulu, ngithanda ukubabingelela kakhulu, ngibingelele lezihlobo zami ngezindawo ngezindawo. Ngibingelele udadewethu oseSiganda obizwa kuthiwa nguNaphilelani. Ngizobingelela usisi wami omncane ohlala koBulawayo eNkulumane koSekusile, igama lakhe engusuku oluhle ubizwa ngokuthi nguNakhuluza. Ngibingelele nomkhwenyana wami obizwa kuthiwa nguLunga. Into esendibingelela lani basakazi,
salibonani kustudio 7, igama lami nguNobuhle Ngwenya odume ngelikamasitshela. Ngiyabingelela abazali bami eBhinga, ukhulu Ngwenya logogo kaMhlengi. Ngibingelele abafowethu uBeke, uDudu, uTwa, uMboni, uMelu noCinathunjana uLubelihle. Bese ngibingelela izingane zami uNobukhosi, loNdodana, uSisa, uThando, uBheki, uSilethemba. Banengi bona Nkosi yami. Nonkosi, noSiya, noMelokuhle, loSimisimi, loSindiso, uFarayi, umama kaFarayi. Ngiyabonga kakhulu, ngilitshela ukuthi ngiyalithanda kakhulu.
Kustudio 7 linjani balaleli? Hayi, obulisayo nje nguNcube. Umfana kagogo obulise lapha eSouth Africa. Ake ngisathanda ukubulisa i-olet dami kwele ngisuza leyo esidahala. Hayi, ithi impilo aye phambili khona ngapho.
Salibonani basakazi bakaStudio 7 elisedwela inhlelo zethu. Mina igama lami nguBheki Wotton. Basakazi bakaStudio 7, siyajabula inhlelo zenu elisethela zona. Ngokuhlala mina eSouth Africa, eJohannesburg, ekhaya mbuye entaba zindula. Ngibingelele umamncane wami ose-UK, hayi linjani lonke khona ngapho. Ngibingelele bonke abatsha abaseZimbabwe labase-Afrika bonke, ngithi asibambaneni senzeni into ezinhle, siphakamise Southern Africa. Ngiyabonga.
Bonani, salibonani Studio 7 balaleli, nengikhulumayo nguGuyton Sibanda wamatopo edarnclos injelele wayidoda. Thanda kubingelela izihlobo zami zonke zisemazweni.
Sanibonani emsakazweni. Ngiyaphila kodwa nonke, hayi mina ngiyaphila. Ngiyaphila mpela kakhulu. Okhulumayo nguSolomon Mkhokheli Ndlovu Masiza, ngokuzalwa ngisekhezi konyongola komqabuko St. Joseph Mission, isikole engifunde kuso. Bengisathanda nami ukuthi ngibingelele bonke abangaziyo, ikakhulu inkosikazi yami uBongwe Mathia Njini Ndlovu, ey'ngane zami sibabongeni Masiza Ndlovu, kuzothi awande Masiza Ndlovu, kuzothi uSiyanda Masiza Ndlovu oseBulawayo, laba abanye balapha eGoli sibabongeni awande bakhona la eGoli. Ngithande futhi ukuthi ngibulise kakhulu ngingakhohlwa odadewethu osekhaya, abasekhaya bonke nje odadewethu nabafowethu nje, ngibabulisa bonke, ngiyabathanda bonke. Mathia Njini ngiyamthanda, unkosikazi wami, ngithanda izitayela zonke, nami ngithi ngizizongithandwa ngendlela e-right.
Siyabonga kakhulu ngokusithumezela imilayezo yenu. Live Talk namuhla sixoxa ngezombusazwe ezikhathaza abantu kwele Zimbabwe. Singakagqibi uhlelo lanamhlanje, wothi sikhangele ebesilazo. Ukhulumende uthi akukho okuhluphayo kwezombusazwe ngemva kokuxotshwa kwamalunga ebandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change edalele ephalamende. Kodwa ibandla eliphikisayo ele-TCCC lithi kulesandla semfene okwenzakala kubandla leli. Silugqiba ke lapho uhlelo lethu lwanamhlanje olivalelisayo. NguTabo Kancube, ngisithi lilale.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.